KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM, King Cove.
When Lucinda Williams decided to make a full album of Beatles covers, she didn't want to just do the songs. She wanted to record them at one of the most iconic studios of all time, one forever linked with the Beatles, who made it famous, Abbey Road. Coming up, Lucinda Williams joins me to talk about what it was like being the only person, other than the Beatles themselves, to record their songs at Abbey Road.
I felt like I was walking on holy ground.
And we talk about how the Beatles influenced her songwriting, how she chose which songs to play, and of course I had to ask Lucinda, who's her favorite Beatle?
I'm almost kind of embarrassed to admit it because all the other girls liked him the best.
Lucinda Williams, today. I'm Raina Duris, and this is World Cafe. Don't let me To warm you up for that, here's another Beatles tune. And fun fact, Paul McCartney has said that this artist is the person who inspired the vocals for the original version of this song. He was thinking of this guy when he did it. Fats Domino inspired this. And then he recorded his own version. So it's kind of like you're hearing it how it was intended to be heard. It's Fats Domino, Lady Madonna.
Lady Madonna, cheering at your feet. Wonder how you managed to make ends meet. Now who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrived without no suitcase. Sunday morning creeping like a nun. Monday child had learned to tie his bootlace. See how they roam. Babies at your breast. Wonder how you managed to feed the rest.
Thank you.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Many, many people have covered the Beatles, but only one artist, other than the band themselves, has recorded Beatles songs at Abbey Road Studios in London. And that artist is Lucinda Williams. Lucinda Williams released Lou's Jukebox Volume 7. Lucinda Williams sings the Beatles from Abbey Road at the end of last year. And today, you'll hear her talk about what it was like working in that legendary studio, why she loves the Beatles, and how they've influenced her own work. She'll also talk about how recording her own versions of these well-known, beloved songs gave her new insight into the Beatles' songwriting, and sometimes even surprised her. Our conversation is in just a moment, but first, from the album, here's Lucinda Williams performing The Beatles, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping, while my guitar gently
from her new album, Lucinda Williams sings The Beatles from Abbey Road. That was my guest today, Lucinda Williams, performing While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I'm Raina Duris, and Lucinda, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to see you.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I love the World Cafe. I remember being on it, you know, years ago. I remember going to, it was in this big old house.
Yes, the old building.
They converted it into a studio. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
I used to love doing that.
Always happy to have you on the show. The Beatles are a band that, you know, they're beloved. And, you know, I feel like it would be hard to find a person who doesn't know at least one Beatles song out there. What is your earliest memory of hearing the Beatles?
Well, it's unusual because we were living in, as I remember, if I remember correctly, we were living in Santiago, Chile, because my dad had been offered some kind of a grant, you know, to go live in another country for a year and work and teach down there. And so he picked Santiago. He could pick whichever, you know, whatever country he wanted. And there, I think because there are so many great writers from that area who he knew about. So we were living there in 1963. I would have been about 10 years old, the perfect age to discover the Beatles, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember hearing some of their early hits on the radio, even there. It gives you an idea of how widespread their popularity was.
Yeah, absolutely. Like it was Beatlemania even in Chile.
South America, yeah. Right. And eventually, you know, I started collecting some of their albums. And yes, I was a big Beatles fan when I was a girl.
When you were a kid, I mean, what about them appealed so much to you?
I think that the melodies drew me a lot to their songs. They were, you could sing along with them. You know, I think that's what was probably a lot of people drew a lot of people were drawn to that. But the lyrics, of course, also, I want to hold your hand. There was something just really almost kind of innocent or childlike about it, about them, you know, their songs. I mean, how sweet is that? I want to hold your hand.
Yeah, it's such a simple but beautiful lyric.
Sentiment, yes, it is. And people have felt like that before, especially young loves, young lovers, you know, new love. You know, yeah. You can't wait to hold this boy's hand. And, you know, so, and people from all ages could relate. Kids, teenagers, adults, it didn't matter. It was, you know, just universal.
I remember being a kid and singing along to Obla Dee Obla Da with my dad in the car,
yeah.
Like that kind of thing. I guess I have to ask this, but at the time when you first got into them, who was your favorite Beatle?
Well, okay. I'm almost kind of embarrassed to admit it because all the other girls liked him the best too, and it would have been Paul.
He's cute.
I know. He was really cute back then, and, you know, that's what attracted preteen girls. So, yes, he was my favorite one. But then as I matured into a young woman, I was shifted over to George, I think.
Yes. Yeah. I think that happens sometimes. Like,
right?
He's like, oh, he's got that depth to him, you know?
That kind of those chiseled, you know, the cheekbones and everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. As a songwriter yourself, as you got older and started to write your own songs, would you say that the Beatles had an influence on your songwriting?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. 100%. I was thinking about that yesterday. I was thinking about this. There was an early song of theirs called Michelle.
Oh, yeah, Michelle, yeah.
And it was sung, they sung it in French. Part of it was in French, which I didn't understand really, but I was able to understand the concept of the song. It was a love song. And the melody is just absolutely gorgeous.
Michelle, my bell, someday. I love you. That's all I want to say. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you understand.
Michelle, my bell, da 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 da. I mean, it's gorgeous, you know, how can you not be drawn to that, you know? And I remember sitting with my guitar, trying to learn it and sing it myself and everything.
I'm talking to Lucinda Williams today. Her new album is Lucinda Williams Sings the Beatles from Abbey Road. And we're going to hear your version of a song that originally was on their 1964 album, Hard Day's Night. So an earlier one released when they were becoming big stars here in the States.
Yeah.
Beatlemania was in full swing. Why did you want to do a version of Can't Buy Me Love?
Well, I wanted to hit a little bit on their earlier stuff, you know, because that was, needless to say, it was a challenge trying to pick my favorite Beatles songs to record. But the very first ones that popped into my head were some of the earlier ones, like from the early 60s, you know, early to mid 60s, I guess.
Yeah.
I love those. They still stand the test of time, I think.
Let's hear your version. It is Can't Buy Me Love, Lucinda Williams on World Cafe.
Can't buy me love. Love. Can't buy me love.
I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Because I don't care much for money, money can't buy me love. I'll give you all I got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, money can't buy me love. Everybody tells me so.
No,
no, no, no, some money. Money can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love.
No, 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 no. Say you don't need no diamond rings and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things that money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love.
Can't Buy Me Love, originally by the Beatles, but you just heard it performed by Lucinda Williams. That is on her new album. Lucinda Williams sings the Beatles from Abbey Road. I'm Raina Duras, and Lucinda Williams joins me today. And it is one thing to record your own version of Beatles songs, and it's another thing to record them at Abbey Road.
Right.
Where did that idea come from?
Well, my husband slash manager, Tom Overby, had the idea for a while, and it actually came on the heels of my jukebox, Lou's jukebox series. You know, we had done a Rolling Stones one.
Yeah.
It was time to think of the next one to do. And, you know, once you start talking about the Rolling Stones and working with their songs, the next obvious choice is the Beatles, you know. And we were going to be in London anyway for a show. So he concocted this idea of trying to book some time at Abbey Road while we were there and cut some Beatles songs. It helps if you know the right person to talk to.
Right.
And we finally got in touch with that person. And they said, yeah, no problem. And we had 3 days booked initially, which dwindled down to two. I was actually a little intimidated, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I felt like I was walking on holy ground.
Right.
I mean, it was just so, the whole idea and concept of being in the same studio where the Beatles recorded the same songs that I was going to try to record with my band. And my biggest fear was, I didn't want to sound like a cover band doing the Beatles.
Right.
You know.
So how did you approach it to make sure that you didn't sound like that? Like that you were making them your own?
Well, I basically just looked at it as, this is a great song. You know, and I'm just going to dig in and get inside this song just like I would if I were recording anybody else's song, you know, that was really good. Because if I cut another artist's song, you know, I'll have to really like it and feel connected with it, you know. So that's what I did. I just sat and worked, you know, practiced the songs, and I had to figure out what key was the best for my voice and everything. And, you know, and some of them really kind of took me by surprise that I started becoming more aware of the lyrics while I was practicing and rehearsing some of these songs, and kind of blown away, like, wow, I didn't realize that said that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like we were kind of talking about earlier, the Beatles, you can get into them when you're a kid, and you can understand some of the simplicity of some of the lyrics.
Right.
And they're sort of just part of the pop culture and, like, the fabric of life that you might not always think about what they're actually saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened, you know? Because something like Your Blues, that's a good example of that. You know, I started working it out, and I was, you know, the lyrics, I was like, what the hell? You know, this is really deep and dark and grungy and gritty, you know, like, I want to do this one, you know. That one really grabbed a hold of me.
I'll play that now. It's Your Blues. This is Lucinda Williams on World Cafe. We'll be right back. On World Cafe, you just heard Lucinda Williams performing Your Blues by the Beatles. It's on her new album, Lucinda Williams Sings the Beatles from Abbey Road. And Lucinda's my guest today on World Cafe. So, I mean, I asked you earlier when you were younger and you started writing songs and you were a fan of the Beatles, how they affected your songwriting. But having now, you know, done your own versions of a bunch of Beatles songs and actually recorded a bunch of Beatles songs, what did you learn from that experience?
Well, I tell you, a lot of their songs I discovered were much more, for lack of a better word, complex than I anticipated. They seem very simple on the outset, a lot of them. And then when you go and dig into them, they're a little bit more, they're more than that. They're not all just real simple. And again, the melodies are, you know, what draw me a lot of times. And now I'm just having to, when I sit down to write, I have to make sure I don't have Beatles songs rolling around in that part of my brain that ends up coming out too much in the song that sounds too much like a Beatles song.
I don't think you'd be the first person who had to think of
that. Yeah.
I mean, this is the seventh volume of your Lose Jukebox series, where you do your own interpretations of other artists' work. What do you get out of performing other songwriters' songs versus performing your own?
Well, I just love it. I love the process. I've always enjoyed covering other artists' material. I like to find songs that a lot of people haven't already covered. It's an enjoyable process, you know, because I like to discover little hidden nuggets.
We're going to close out with one more track from the new album, and it's your version of Something. And I think it's so beautiful. Your version is so great.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about recording this?
You know, it was a challenge going into this because I wanted to do the songs justice. I mean, you know, I was worried that maybe people were going to listen and think, why is she doing Beatles songs? What's the point? They've already been recorded the best way they can. And, you know, why is anybody covering a Beatles song? So I kind of just had to remove myself from that fear, you know, and just get into, separate the song out from all the holy grail and holy ground thing, you know, and just enjoy doing it. And I did that. And it was fun with, I had my own band with me in the studio, and those guys really did a great job, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know? They do it. They do an awesome job on this.
Yeah. And we even were able to do, you know, a lot of the harmony stuff, the original kind of harmony stuff that, you know, those little things that really identify the song.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, this is Lucinda Williams performing something originally on Abbey Road. And it's from her new album, Lucinda Williams Sings the Beatles from Abbey Road.
Something in the way he moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way he woos me. I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in a smile he knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in a style shows me I don't want to leave now. You know I believe in how. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know.
On World Cafe, Lucinda Williams with Something. That's her version of the Beatles song. That recording can be found on Lucinda Williams' new album, Lucinda Williams Sings the Beatles from Abbey Road. Lucinda Williams has been my guest today, and it has been so great to have you, and I hope I get to talk to you again soon. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it. Thank you for your support.
Always. I'm Rena Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard Lucinda Williams talking about her new album, Lou's Jukebox Volume 7. Lucinda Williams sings The Beatles from Abbey Road. And maybe it got you in the mood to hear The Beatles themselves. So here they come, one at a time, a solo track from each of The Beatles, starting with Macca. It's Maybe I'm Amazed.
Baby, I'm amazed the way you sky. Everything is clear in our world. Oh, my love, for the first time in my life, my mind is wide open. Oh, my lover, for the first time.
Listening to World Cafe.
What you think I'm gonna do? I gotta fly high, right from the start.
Give Me Love. That's George Harrison. Before that, Ringo Starr, Back Off Boogaloo, John Lennon back there too with Oh My Love, and starting that set of Beatles solo releases, Paul McCartney, Maybe I'm Amazed. In a minute, a country legend's daughter covers a track from Revolver on World Cafe. Just like lots of people, Johnny Cash was a Beatles fan, but he also played an important role in post-Beatles history. It's World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Paul McCartney has said that after the Beatles broke up, he was feeling really down. He didn't know what to do with himself until he saw Johnny Cash performing on TV, and he was like, he looks like he's having so much fun. And that's what inspired Paul to keep going and start the band Wings. Years and years later, Johnny's daughter Roseanne Cash covered the Beatles herself, and here she is with I'm Only Sleeping.
Float upstream. Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you know? All I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high. Turn.
keep on trying, honey.
Certain it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like mad.
How will you help me my pain?
Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends?
How will you help me my pain?
I promised myself I'd get back.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
I wish I knew.